Zombie strike. This used to be an extreme sport watched by millions around the world. We hunted zombies on a man-made island in the South Pacific. Well, that was then. This is now. Part 11, Chapter 112, Southern Outskirts of St. Louis, Missouri, 31 December 2011, 0730 hours local, countdown 16 hours 30 minutes. Mateo Cortez ducked as the golem swung its axe. He felt the obsidian blade whistle over his head. Mateo tried to bring his M4 up. The added weight of his underslung shotgun made the weapon slow. Suddenly, Quentin was standing next to him. The big man caught the axe on his reinforced forearm armor. A hammer blow to the hip drove the golem to the ground. Mateo saw his chance and fired. The 5.56mm round shattered the golem's stone medallion and its mystical protection. Its unearthly scream was cut short as Quentin decapitated it with a single blow. "Thanks," Mateo said. Two rifle cracks told him that Sissy and Jess were keeping those minions' heads down. Stahl, the Steve, and Sport were dealing with a small horde of zombies drawn by the crash of the tilt rotor. Tredegar was talking into a radio with Evan standing over him. Billy had disappeared, chasing after the other golem. Mateo moved next to Sissy, behind the wreckage of the tilt rotor. "Any luck?" Mateo asked. "Jess may have gotten a piece of hers," Sissy stated calmly, her eyes never coming off her scope. "Mine seems to have learned from his friend." Mateo peeked over it, the shadowed wing. The first minion was lying dead. He'd been the leader of the team sent to collect Zombie Strike. He'd expected to find the team knocked out from the crash of their tilt rotor. Mateo's shotgun blast threw the minion out of the cargo compartment and sent his force scurrying. "Well, back to the original plan, before those golems interrupted us," Mateo said. "Tredegar, quit playing with that radio and get over here." The FBI agent scowled, but complied. Evan trotted behind his principal. "As soon as I give you the word, I want you to run to that drugstore. Jess and Sissy will cover you," Mateo said, pointing at the building maybe 100 yards from the tilt rotor's crash site. "Evan, you stay with Quentin and me." "What do you want me to do when I get there?" Tredegar asked, clearly unsure of Mateo's plan. "You'll know when you get there," Mateo said. Tredegar cautiously moved to the edge of the wreckage. With a weak smile, the FBI agent gave Mateo a thumbs up. Mateo and Quentin readied grenades. Mateo took one last look at the small wall the two remaining minions were using for cover. "Now," Mateo said. Tredegar sprinted out as Mateo and Quentin tossed their grenades. Quentin's grenades started spewing bright blue smoke, blanketing the area. Mateo's arched over the wall and detonated. His was a concussion grenade. Mateo, Quentin, and Evan stormed the wall. One of the minions stood up to attack the trio. A rifle cracked, and the minion's head exploded into a red mist. Quentin vaulted the low wall as Evan and Mateo brought their weapons over. Mateo swore. The last minion must have been too close to the concussion grenade. The side of his head looked like Quentin had hit it with his hammer. Mateo wanted the last one alive. "Why did you have to run me towards the drugstore if you're going to just assault them?" Tredegar asked as the FBI agent rejoined the team. "Because he was using you as a decoy," Sissy answered with a caustic tone. She shot Mateo an accusing glare. Tredegar just looked hurt and surprised. "Sissy, in case you missed it, we're trying to stop the end or enslavement of the world," Mateo said. "I'm going to try and get us all out of here alive, but I'll spend your lives if I feel it necessary." "Of course you will," Sissy said in a biting tone. She walked off to help the rest of the team finish off the zombies. Mateo swore under his breath. "Tredegar, see if you can find us some vehicles. The minion had to transport us in something," Mateo ordered. Quentin stood next to Mateo as Tredegar and Evan started their search. You could have handled that better, Matt, Quentin said. Maybe. But something about that woman, Mateo said, unable to say what was going through his mind. Just try to keep that infamous temper of yours under control, Quentin said. I'd like to see the new year. St. Louis, Missouri, 31 December, 2011, 0800 hours local, countdown, 16 hours. Castle nearly shot the television. It was bad enough to watch Zombie Strike casually pick off Mikhail's hand-picked retrieval team. Listening to Colin laugh as each of his champions fell was maddening. If he didn't need the ebony Brit, Castle would have put a bullet into that smiling face. Well, that didn't go as planned, Colin said as Zombie Strike piled into two cars the champions were supposed to use to bring in the prisoners. Be glad the lasses didn't notice your boy with a camcorder. You'd have another one of your boys in a body bag. Castle shot up from the chair and stormed over to where Mikhail was talking with another of his champions. Your chosen team failed, Castle said, his voice cold. No, they are still in place and following the Zombie Strike team, Mikhail said, turning to Castle. Now go sit down until it's time for the golden ritual. What did you say? Castle demanded. You're letting your hatred of Zombie Strike affect your thinking, Mikhail said, his voice a careful neutral. The last time we tried to capture Zombie Strike, they nearly killed you. Better to let them think they're running free while keeping them under surveillance. Hate to admit it, but Giant's right, Colin said, joining the two. If you want Mateo, you're going to need to let him come to you. Castle bit down the angry retort. Mikhail was Castle's senior, subordinate, and ally. The great champion had already seen some of the path. He knew what would happen if they succeeded and if they failed. Mikhail would not jeopardize the path the truth had been walking on these many years. Mikhail, continue your surveillance, but try to winnow off some of them, Castle said, not willing to fully relent against his need for revenge. Mikhail graciously accepted his partial victory with a slight bow. We shall do as ordered. If you like Zombie Strike, you're probably like this.
Bad Moon Rising. Read about it at Derek-Ward.com.